The Church of Perpetual Life. The Church of Perpetual Life is a non-denominational religious organization based in Pompano Beach, Florida, that focuses on extending human life. Founded in 2013 by Bill Falloon of the Life Extension Foundation and Saul Kent, and is officiated by Neil Vannery. The church follows the teachings of Russian philosopher, religious thinker, futurologist, library science figure, and innovative educator, Nikolai Fedorovich Fedorov, as their prophet. The church operates on the belief that life is sacred and should be preserved indefinitely, advocating for the study and advancement of scientific research related to radical life extension and immortality. Central to its philosophy is the idea of transhumanism, which espouses the use of technology and science to enhance human physical and cognitive abilities, ultimately to overcome fundamental human limitations, including mortality. The Church of Perpetual Life conducts monthly services that often feature guest speakers from the scientific community discussing advancements in life extension and related topics. They also organize various events and seminars promoting scientific literacy and the need for more research into anti-aging and radical life extension methodologies. Despite its unconventional views and practices, the church has maintained a growing congregation, including many professionals from science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. As of 2023, it continues to operate as an active proponent for life extension technologies, fueling debates about ethical, societal, and philosophical implications. While the Church of Perpetual Life primarily focuses on the advocacy and promotion of scientific research, it also pays attention to the spiritual aspects of life. Its members are encouraged to follow unique spiritual paths while adopting the church's central tenet of life preservation. In addition to scientific speakers, spiritual leaders and philosophers are occasionally invited to address congregants, thereby maintaining a balance between science and spirituality within its doctrine. One of the church's notable contributions to age reversal is its regular promotion of research projects aimed at radical life extension. The church has actively featured lectures about telomerase activation, senolytic therapies, and other cutting-edge anti-aging strategies. This demonstrates its commitment to the theoretical aspects of immortality and the practical application of emerging scientific techniques. Critics of the Church of Perpetual Life often point to the ethical implications of pursuing physical immortality. Questions are raised about the societal impact of life extension, such as potential overpopulation and resource allocation issues. Additionally, there are concerns about the accessibility of such advancements, with worries that they could exacerbate existing inequalities by being accessible only to a wealthy elite. Despite these criticisms, the Church of Perpetual Life firmly believes in its mission. By merging religious faith with science, it embodies a unique perspective on life, death, and the potential for immortality. This novel approach continues to engage its followers, draw attention from researchers, and provoke conversation on the boundaries of human life and capabilities. The Church of Perpetual Life has also been actively promoting cryonics, a method of preserving human bodies at extremely low temperatures with the hope of future reanimation when medical technology has sufficiently advanced. The church views this as a viable pathway toward achieving immortality. This has further stirred up controversies and ethical questions around death and what it means to be alive. Public reactions to the church's philosophy and activities have been mixed. While some see it as an exciting opportunity to challenge the natural human lifespan and potentially eradicate aging, others express skepticism or concern about the feasibility and ethics of such pursuits. The church, however, continues to foster dialogue and debate, underscoring its role as a driving force in the conversation around life extension and immortality. The influence of the Church of Perpetual Life is not limited to its local congregation. It has established an online presence that reaches a global audience, broadcasting its services and seminars online. This has allowed the church to expand its reach and attract followers worldwide, further promoting its mission of advocating for radical life extension. In summary, the Church of Perpetual Life is a unique intersection of faith, science, and the pursuit of immortality. Its advocacy for radical life extension and cryonics places it at the forefront of debates around aging, mortality, and the potential future of human life. As of 2023, it continues to challenge the conventional wisdom surrounding life and death, contributing to ongoing dialogues about the boundaries of human longevity and the ethical implications of these pursuits. Regarding educational outreach, the Church has tried to dispel misconceptions about life extension and immortality. They aim to educate the public on the scientific basis of these concepts and the potential benefits they could bring to society. They have worked to foster a greater understanding of these complex topics through seminars, publications, and digital media. Furthermore, the Church of Perpetual Life has influenced the cultural dialogue around aging and immortality. Its activities have posed philosophical questions about the nature of life and death and forced society to confront its views on these subjects. It also explores the role of technology and science in shaping our future and how this could profoundly alter the human experience. While controversial, the Church of Perpetual Life is undeniably a significant part of the ongoing discourse on the future of human life. It offers a unique perspective that merges scientific exploration and spiritual faith, challenging conventional wisdom and prompting further investigation into the possibilities of human longevity. Despite criticism and skepticism, it maintains a dedicated congregation and influences public opinion on life extension and immortality as of 2023. As part of its mission to promote life extension, the Church of Perpetual Life also supports related causes like health and wellness, preventative medicine, and biohacking. It encourages its members and the broader public to maintain a healthy lifestyle as a practical approach to delaying aging and prolonging life. The Church has also cultivated relationships with research institutions and tech companies working in the field of biotechnology and life extension. By fostering these connections, it aims to facilitate advancements in age reversal research and help bring potential life-extending treatments to market. However, it's worth noting that while the Church of Perpetual Life is known for promoting radical life extension and physical immortality, it does not claim to have achieved these goals. Instead, it sees its role as an advocate for the possibilities of these concepts and a supporter of scientific research aiming to make them a reality. As a religious organization, the Church also provides its members a sense of community and shared purpose. Its regular services, events, and online live streams unite individuals with a common interest in life extension. It offers them a platform to exchange ideas, learn from each other, and collectively contribute to their shared cause. In conclusion, the Church of Perpetual Life presents a unique approach to exploring the possibilities of human longevity through a blend of spiritual belief and scientific exploration. It remains a provocative force in discussions about the future of human life, continually pushing boundaries and challenging conventional views on aging and mortality. Despite various criticisms and debates around its philosophy and practices, the Church continues to thrive and contribute to the discourse on life extension and immortality as of 2023. In the words of Nikolai Fedorovich Fedorov, "Our task is to make nature, the blind force of nature, into an instrument of universal resuscitation and to become a union of immortal beings." Go to perpetual.life for more info about the Church of Perpetual Life.